5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff at dawn. The dawn of Orion and a new era of American space exploration.
The rocket carrying NASA's Orion spacecraft finally launched this morning, and after two Earth orbits, the spacecraft splashed down off the coast of Baja California. And that's the dawn of a new era of space exploration? I gotta say, I need some convincing. At a time when it seems we can't take care of everyone down here on Earth, what's the point of space exploration? Miles O'Brien is a science correspondent for PBS NewsHour. He's here to convince me otherwise. I have to say that when I heard the news, Miles, of Orion's launch this morning, I thought, oh dear, is it going to crash? And what's a potential lost investment? So what is the big deal?
Well, you're kind of a half-empty guy, aren't you, Marco? Let me just tell you this. It's
mostly
half-empty. You know, we have to be careful about the hyperbole, and the NASA PR machine is out in full force here. It is significant in that this is a step toward the U.S. being able to fly American astronauts on its own without having to pay exorbitant fees to the Russians to get a ride to the International Space Station. That's part of the picture here. But the long-range goal of getting to Mars is a big goal. I think saying this is the dawn of that journey is a bit of a stretch. This is one small test mission and not necessarily a giant leap for Mars kind.
Explain a bit more what that goal is all about, a pioneering mission to Mars. When would that happen and who would go?
NASA would like to aim for pioneering Mars, which is to say landing and settling on Mars with a camp like we have in Antarctica in the mid-2030s. There's a lot of things we need to know about before we can do that. Can we protect astronauts from the exposure to radiation along the way? Can we teach crews to operate independently on Mars? Because, you know, it's about a 30-minute distance just to get a signal down back and forth. So like almost an hour round trip when you want to have a simple conversation. But the big question is, why should we go? Part of this is human exploration continuing on. We are explorers. We are here in the United States because our predecessors were explorers. And frankly, there are a lot of people who would say eventually humanity has to think about becoming a multi-planet species. And I know that sounds like science fiction probably to you, but it is something humanity should think about.
I mean, more than that, it sounds like really expensive stuff.
It does. But, you know, eventually the sun is going to go out here on our solar system and eventually humanity will cease to exist. And that's kind of a depressing thought if you really think about it. All we've learned, all we've built eventually will go away unless humanity figures out a way to move on to another location. I think as a person who likes to look over the next horizon, the next logical step is to go to Mars and we shouldn't stop exploring now.
You're looking over the horizon at the sun disappearing. Isn't that a long way off?
Yeah, I guess.
I suppose it could just be tomorrow.
That's kind of a long view for people who are worried about, you know, how they're going to pay their groceries. But I still think it's a worthy endeavor. I think it leads to all kinds of cool things here on this planet. If you think about all the things our space program has given us that make our lives better here, just on the basis of how it inspires young people to go into the realm of engineering and science and technology fields, you could make an argument that it's worth it for that. And remember, we're talking about an amount of money here that is less than we collectively spend on coffee. NASA's budget at $20 billion, less than, you know, weapons systems at the Pentagon, is a small price to pay, I think, for allowing us for a moment to look up to the stars and think, you know, maybe someday we can go there.
Miles O'Brien, science correspondent for the PBS NewsHour. Let's say, Miles, my glass is a quarter empty now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I did my best.
You can see a video of Orion's orbits at PRI.org.